WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Altoona, Pennsylvania is nearly 300 miles from New York, but that's where police have arrested a person of interest in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a tip led to the arrest and more.
The images that we shared with the public were spread far and wide, and the tips we received led to the recovery of crucial evidence.
Daniel Penny has been found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Jordan Neely, a subway rider that witnesses say was a threat to others. Neely's father, Andre Zachary.
My son didn't have to go through this. I didn't have to go through this either.
It's a new day in Syria after a long civil war and the weekend toppling of the Assad regime. Like many, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is hopeful for better days.
After 14 years of conflict and decades of brutal repression under the Assad regime, Syrians finally feel hope.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding to support mental health services for students. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over a five-year period and will be used to increase the recruitment, retention, and diversification of mental health professionals in schools. The funding can also be used for programs like teleservice for mental health and for school districts to develop their own unique initiatives. Wisconsin was one of 22 states to receive the grant funding. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced $7 million in funding to help address the opioid crisis. According to a press release, the state DOJ received the funding from the Comprehensive Opioid Stimulant and Substance Use Program grant. The goal of the program is to connect with residents struggling with opioid addiction before they suffer an overdose or law enforcement agencies get involved. The funding will be used for outreach efforts, self-referral, and officer intervention programs, and support services like mental health care. An Arizona man who led Barron County authorities on a high-speed chase, ending in a crash and injury to his passenger, has entered a plea deal. 28-year-old Raul Olia Velasquez entered a guilty plea to first-degree recklessly endangering safety and misdemeanor causing injury while operating under the influence on Friday. The chase occurred in September after Rice Lake officers responded to reports of the two men acting belligerent in a restaurant before they fled. A Rice Lake squad car also suffered damage during the chase. The Dunn County Health Department hosted their 2024 Health Done Right kickoff event last week, sharing the results from a community survey on health needs in the area. Health officials say the survey results show access to health care, child care, and housing are the biggest concerns facing area residents. Many also said the closure of the HSHS hospitals in the Chippewa Valley earlier this year has caused added difficulty. The Dunn County Health Department and United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys have partnered to address those concerns. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Adames goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adames signed a seven-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adames played four seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. Good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy tonight with lows in the low 20s. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 20s for tomorrow. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens. Currently 40 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening and hanging out and being a part. 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civic. Got Jess P.S. on the board, on the horns, doing the hard work. Thank you, Jess. Also, want to thank Matt Rothschild from last week filling in for me on Friday. Thank you, Matt. Had a chance to go out to Motown, visit some family, and have some fun, put out a few pounds. And
and thank you, Aaron, for doing my job I could go to an academic conference.
I had more fun than you did.
I almost might doubt that.
No.
I think we each did what was right for us.
Then it's perfect for everyone. We got our favorite JFK. Come on.
No.
FDR. FDR. Our favorite Delano Democrat. I'm using the new term, Delano Democrat.
It's got a nice flow to it.
It does. Got a couple of
nice
D's.
And snappy.
I'm working on the messaging. It's a thing. Our favorite Delano, it stands for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Our favorite FDR Democrat, Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. What are we going to do, Democrats? He's got some ideas. And as you may know, it involves, you know, going back to the day of Delano. Be a Delano Democrat. He's going to join us at 5. Updates on the perceived suspect. I don't know that he's been declared a suspect yet, but a gentleman has been caught and is being questioned regarding the murder, the assassination of that healthcare executive in New York. We'll get to that as well. And of course, the incoming president sat down with NBC Welker, Meet the Press over the weekend. I guess it was just yesterday. We have some sound of that and some fact checks. We'll get to it. I know Maggie jumped on that a little bit. We'll discuss that further in the 5 o'clock hour after Harvey K. And of course, Adam Kinzinger, the Republicans, Liz Cheney, the Republicans, they have some words for Donald Trump as well. But I want to start here with our contest. We got a new contest. This is the time of the year, and we're giving stuff away. So our text to win contest. All you have to do, listen to Civic Media on the app and text the keyword during a few select hours. 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. 7, 11, 1, and 4. And it's 4 o'clock now. Do it each day for your chance to win a prize from our grown-up gift list. No, it's grown-up gift list, not adult gift list.
That's grown a little up. Different. It's a little different.
Our grown-up gift list. Now, for each of these hours, we're giving away either $100 in cash, cash money, or an overnight stay to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Each hourly entry qualifies you for grand prizes from espresso machines to robot vacuums. We've got 8 grand prizes from a grown-up gift list. So, the word of the day right now, bow. Put a bow on it. Wrap it in a bow. Put it under the tree. Bow. B-O-W. So, all you need to do, go to your Civic Media app, find your favorite station, use the text button at the bottom of your screen, and send the keyword Bo for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Espresso machines, robot vacuums, cash.
Before we move on, can you say that? What kind of machine again?
Espresso?
Espresso?
Espresso. Espresso.
Espresso.
What did I say? X? Oh, E-X? Yeah. Espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Espresso.
Espresso. Thank you.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Espresso machines, robot vacuums, grand prizes, cash, and of course, overnight stays at the Chula Vista Resort. Again, do it. Text bow. Put a bow on it. We'll remind you in the hour to come as well. Thank you for playing. Thank you for joining, and make sure you make your efforts, and good luck to you all. I want to start locally here. Haven't heard from our fair governor in a while. At least I have not. And Tony Evers jumping in here at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about some topics we've been talking quite a bit about recently. The mass deportations. Says he'll do whatever we can to avoid them, according to Hope Carnop over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. A little bit from here. He pushed back on Trump's pledge for mass deportations, casting doubt on whether the plans will be carried out. Yeah, I wonder too, but still kind of scary. Evers said he didn't expect to be put in a position to decide whether to prevent the Wisconsin National Guard from assisting with deportations, but said, we're not going to organize that, I guarantee you. Everybody knows that in Wisconsin, undocumented folks are a really important part of our economy, whether it's dairy, whether it's agriculture. The idea of deporting folks that are keeping our economy one of the best in the country is irrational. Trying to move them all over the country is irrational. So we'll do whatever we can to avoid that. Evers said he hopes lawmakers in Washington do their work and pass reasonable legislation on immigration. He reiterated this position on Sunday on WISN's Up Front. He goes on to quote, we'll find out if they get that far. I'm not sure if they will get that far when asked what he was willing to do to stop mass deportations in Wisconsin. I don't want to prejudge that and stand on I-94 going to Chicago saying, you're not going here, but we're going to fight for this, according to Tony Evers. And we know Tom Homan, the new incoming border czar, man, he's all over it, threatening to put the Denver mayor in jail. Yeah. These guys are very, 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 very excited to start their mass deportations. I mean, hell, they were holding up signs at the RNC. Mass deportations. Mm-hmm. This is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And still so many people saying, he's not going to do it. It's just talk.
We'll find out. And the things that he promised, will he do? We'll find out. If he does do them, will they have the expected result? We'll find out. And this is what I thought when I talk about holding the Trump voters and the mega voters accountable. What's your expectation? You know, if Donald Trump comes in here and orders the Wisconsin National Guard to go to Hans's farm and somehow track down whether or not those I-9s that are filled out are accurate or not. I mean, I don't know how that's going to happen and what that literally looks like. Are you going to deputize the Proud Boys? You know, you're going to deputize your local sheriffs. And how are they going to do it? And, you know, and here's the other thing, too. You know, you get down that road and you start using perhaps like call it a sheriff or some official law enforcement official, and they grab the wrong person. You know, now everyone's getting sued. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be ugly if that's what you're going to try to do. And the reality of it, the actual operational aspect of it, I think really needs to be hammered out. If you're it's one thing to say, yeah, we want to, you know, deport all these illegal aliens. Okay, well, if folks have deportation orders on them, for example, sure. I mean, I get that they've been through the system; they're supposed to be deported. Get to them, deport them. I'm okay with that. What are you going to do? But folks that are sitting here with no deportation and basically under the radar using an inaccurate I-9 to, you know, be on the payroll and being paid lower than perhaps, you know, other people to do that same job like me. I wouldn't do that job for that money. So they're already on suppressed wages. And with this illegal or inaccurate I-9, they're being deducted from their paychecks. You know, Social Security, Medicare, the FICA is being deducted, and they will never get that. I know people think, oh, you know, all these illegals are getting in the system. No, they're not. So what they're doing, they're subsidizing. They're throwing extra money to the system for benefits that they themselves will likely never get. And even if they do become somehow, some way, legal citizens in this country, Well, it starts from zero, man. You're not going to say, yeah. Well, you were under this inaccurate name for 10 years, paying into the system, working on so-and-so's farm.
Nah.
Now you get to carry that forward. Uh-uh. That's not how it works. So new citizen, new social security number, and you're starting from scratch. Mm-hmm. So there are very practical ramifications and implications to what's going to go on here. A little bit more from Hope at the Journal Sentinel on upfront Rep. U.S. Republican Rep. Tom Tiffany, Toxic Tom, said he'd like to see the Trump administration start by removing people who already have deportation orders. Yeah, okay. Tiffany said Republicans believe in legal immigration and immigrants could have 100 or 200 days to leave the country and sign up to reenter legally. And I just think to myself, well, what kind of reaction is that? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Undocumented farm worker. You're going to go away for 100 to 200 days and maybe take, I don't know, a bunch of people with you because they all got to go back and then what, re-get in line and come back in?
Yeah, don't worry, Dom. It'll only stall the economy for 100, 200 days.
Maybe they can't get back in. Maybe they don't forever. Get in. What's going to happen then? Is that job going to be there? Is it going to be filled by a local? Is it going to cost more? Will the production continue? Will quality go down? You know, things to consider when all of a sudden you start losing your labor force. In response to Evers' comments, Tiffany said, in effect, what he's saying is, I'm going to put illegal immigrants before the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. Federal law is very clear. If you stand in the way of someone being removed from the country that is here illegally, you committed a crime. I sure hope the governor does not want to commit a crime against the federal law. Oh, now
it's important.
Now they're back to the law and order party. Now that Donald Trump has been elected and he's been able to hustle down and cast away all of his criminal proceedings. Oh, now you're about it. I mean, Donald Trump was out there breaking federal law, and apparently that was not a problem. And number two, putting illegal immigrants before the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. These folks are literally working for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin. That's a fact. So if you're going to go to those citizens of the state of Wisconsin, and many of these folks, not all, certainly, as we know, many of them have voted for Meg. If you're out in the rural areas, you see all the red out there. Well, land doesn't vote, but people do. And a lot of those folks out there, majority of them in those areas voted for Trump. Could have been 2 out of 4,000 or 8 out of 16, whatever the number is. Lots of those folks voted for Donald Trump. And as we mentioned in our discussions with some of our farmer friends, some of the folks that also work on those farms, don't look at the employees on those farms as quote unquote illegal immigrants, as illegal workers, because they're here and they're working. And I know them. And it's what? He's a good guy. He comes and says hello. He's got a family and shows up for work every day. He's super cool. Yeah. Do you know if his I-9 is accurate? Well, no. Does anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, then what are you going to do now to Juan? Are you going to have the sheriff go and shake Juan down? For no reason? Like, what is your probable cause? Do you have any reason to believe that the I-9s are not accurate? Do you have any reason to believe that these folks are not here legally? And if you don't have any reason to believe that, or just that everybody is like that because they don't look like you? What is the criteria? I'm a big fan of the criteria for stopping and frisking, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So come on, this is not just about the undocumented migrants. These folks are working for people in this state. And because of that, some of these products are not as expensive as they could be. And in fact, some of these places are open and doing business because they are the only ones who will take the jobs. So I'm sorry, Tom Tiffany. I don't agree with that. But you'll find out. You'll find out. All your constituents up that voted for you and the farm laborers, when all of a sudden, if and when their labor force starts disappearing, I don't know, maybe you can moonlight as milking the cows, Tom. They do it 3 times a day on Hans's farm. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Looking to rent out farmland? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking high-quality land for long-term rental agreements. Known for their dedication to soil health, Peck Farm uses scientific benchmarks like soil testing to ensure sustainable care for the land. Long-term collaboration makes sense for landowners and farmers alike. This holiday season, ask your family if they've heard of Peck Farms and let their trusted reputation put your mind at ease. To learn more, call or text 715-894-7772 or email markpeck302@gmail.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. 93.5 The Tap.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We are doing the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Grown Up Gift List. Grown Up Gift List. I am not a grown up.
But only based on the numbers.
It's not how old you are, it's how old you act. It's the Grown Up Gift List. Today, the key word is bow. Bow, go get the download the Civic Media app, find your favorite station, use the text button on the bottom of the screen to send the keyword bow, B-O-W, for your chance to win the statewide contest. And this one, today we are giving away an overnight vacation getaway, the Chula Vista Resort. And each hourly entry qualifies you for grand prizes from espresso machines to robot vacuums. Thank you. Thumbs up from Jess. 855-752-4842. Tony Evers in the news today, talking about immigration here a little bit in the state of Wisconsin. Also want to get to some of the other issues that he brought up as well, including state workers working from home or going to the office. Apparently, Robin Voss, very concerned about the efficiency of some of the labor in the state employees. Are they working hard enough? Or, you know, but Voss hasn't been to work in what? Since February? When's the last time?
Since February.
Yeah, so they haven't been in session since February.
But he just worked so darn hard during those 2 months.
just throw it all in at once.
Yeah, it's really hard work to gavel in and then immediately gavel out. You don't have any time to rest your arm.
Well, only if you're considering some of the Evers proposals. Otherwise, you'll stay gaveled in for maybe a little longer. 855-752-4842. Make sure you text, download the Civic Media app, and text B-O-W. All right, enough of that. Let's get to it. Jake from the MKE, you're up. Happy Monday, Jake. What do you got?
Hey, I just also wanted to mention, hospitality and other trades that illegal immigrants are doing around the area that go unseen. The people who are going to go to Applebee's to get their food, they're going to be getting higher prices. That's just what's going to happen. And, a lot of things are going to change and our local economies are going to shrink. And there's going to be less people to do the work. So
And then what happens in this analysis, Jake? What do you see happening to prices? Do the prices go up or do the prices go down?
Prices go up because in order to get like some teenager to do it or someone else, they're going to have to raise prices. I mean, we saw it during COVID in fast food.
Yep.
I mean, they started paying fast food workers like a lot of money so they could keep on putting out product. So that's what's going to happen. And I think we're also going to see with the dairy industry, with if those Canadian and Mexican tariffs go back in, plus with this with migrant workers, illegal or not, what's going to happen is our dairy industry is going to die. And it's going to be taken over by four or five big companies, and that's it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to sound like gloom and doom, but, I mean, it's not, like, that hard to figure out what's going to happen.
You know, Jake, it seems like that's how the market would adjust to it, right? When you hear the Republicans say, and Donald Trump said over the weekend, oh, you know, the market will take care of it. Well, I mean, I don't know what that means. If you rely on the market, quote unquote, it always takes care of it. You know what I mean? Prices could skyrocket.
Yeah.
Quality could go down. Supply could go down. These things can and probably will happen. Now, can you address that? How do you address that, Jake? I think that's ultimately the question. And does it actually come to fruition? Does a mass deportation, are you going to have a roundup? You're going to have holding cells, get some farmer's field on the border to Chicago and throw up some temporary prisons. You know, my understanding, some of the prison industry stocks are going up. Haven't seen it personally, but that's my understanding. So people are anticipating some action. Holding the Trump voters accountable, they're going to be held accountable whether they want to be or not. Because if these things go down and they're the ones impacted, if you lose your farm workers and you lose your farmer, if you talk about the service workers, if you lose your restaurant, you talk about construction, the big thing in construction industry. If all of a sudden your prices go up because now you have to hire what? Oh no, you got to hire the union labor now because you don't have any other labor. Well, that's going to cost you a little more because they take care and they pay for the training and they pay for the union scale, right? That's going to make it go up. So, and those are not going to be absorbed by the producers.
No.
The market's going to take care of it. Oh, if I have increased costs, what am I going to do?
The masses will bear it.
They always do, don't they? Oh, I could dip into my profit margin or I could just tack it on and keep selling it.
Uh-huh.
Now, will my demand go down? Presumably. When prices go up, demand goes down. Supply and demand. I mean, I remember some of these classes from when I was a kid, and I'm wondering if any of the Trump voters took those classes. And if it comes to fruition, you're going to find out sooner than later, especially if Donald Trump, as he says he's going to do, starts these things on day one. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it strikes me, just my thoughts have shifted. I mean, that there's all this talk now of doing away with birthright citizenship. There are weasel ways to do that. I mean, that with the need for labor that they're proposing that we're going to need, why not undo the 13th Amendment as well and bring slavery back? And that would make them real happy. Then you'd get real cheap labor because all you got to do is feed and clothe them and have.
Oh, but do you really have to feed and clothe them, Mark? I mean, that costs money, man. And if it's slavery, that's a point. Once you get beyond, hey, is slavery okay? No, slavery's not okay. Well, now you're regulating the labor market. You know what I mean? As soon as you accept that is not okay, you have now agreed to regulation.
Uh-huh.
That's the fact, Jack. And we'll get to the birthright citizenship. Obviously, that'd have to be some sort of constitutional address if they don't like that. And I know some of the Republicans and the conservatives don't like that. As mentioned, though, there's probably, 30 to 36 countries that have it, many of them in South America as well. This is not uncommon. We've had it here for years. Do people take advantage of it? Sure. Do rich people take advantage of the tax code? Sure.
Uh-huh.
Do you take it? Are you using it or are you taking advantage of it? You know, it's there.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Isn't it, though? 855-752-4842. Come back with us. And don't forget, download the Civic Media app and text the word of the day, bow. Stick a bow on it. We'll be right back.
Away,
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt-a-Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. In addition to their requested budget increase, the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office is asking the state to add limits to some criminal charges to reduce how often they're filed. According to their proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Administration wants a more concise definition of criminal disorderly conduct and to do away with state criminal charges for marijuana possession. Officials from the state public defenders say the changes could save their agency as much as $8 million in 2027 with significantly reduced caseloads. The United States Supreme Court has declined to hear an appeal accusing the Eau Claire Area School District of hiding transgender support plans involving students on Monday. A lower court had ruled against Parents Protecting Our Children, deciding they lacked standing as they could not prove how the school policy affected their own children. District officials argued that the support plans are included in their student records and are available for parents to see. Justices Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh said they would have heard the case. Residents of a nursing home in Rice Lake have been temporarily relocated after a significant building failure. Officials from Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake say the facility suffered a water pipe burst, forcing the temporary relocation, and all 46 residents have been moved to a facility in Spooner temporarily. Nobody was reported injured during the water pipe burst or the move, and officials say they've connected with all the primary contacts of the residents. Dove Healthcare's Rice Lake employees will continue to care for those residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and a little breezy tonight with lows in the low 20s. A mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 20s for tomorrow. Some snow showers Tuesday night, lingering into Wednesday morning, then clearing and colder and a little breezy Wednesday afternoon. Temps fall through the teens.
It's 39 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Don't ask about the clothes I wear.
It's just five t-shirts.
I have more, but what I want, those are always on the top after the one. I should rotate them through.
It's just five black t-shirts with varying logos.
Black is slimming. 855-75-CIVIC. Don't forget the word of the day, word of the hour. You got till the top of the hour, 4 o'clock hour. Text the word BO. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Hit the text button. BO. Put a bow on it. Talking about immigration here in the state of Wisconsin. As mentioned, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says, quote, we'll do whatever we can to avoid mass deportations in Wisconsin. As mentioned, reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Hope Carnop. Kristen Welker from the Meet the Press. I almost said 60 mm-hmm. minutes. Meet the Press?
Meet the Press.
Thank you. Interviewed Donald Trump. You call that an interview. I think she, from what I saw, didn't see it all. Hard to sit.
It was a lot.
Hard to sit through it. I don't know if you guys know this. I was traveling. I was in Motown this weekend having fun. So
he was regulating.
Regulators! But Welker did ask Donald Trump. Immigration came up on a few different times. Let's hear about the 11,000 murderers, according to Donald Trump. Cut number 11, please.
So we had 11,000 and 13,000 different estimates, 13,099 murderers released into our country over the last 3 years. They're walking down the streets. They're walking next to you and your family. And they're very dangerous.
The 13,000 figure, I think, goes back about 40 years.
No, it doesn't. No, nope. It's within the three-year period. It's during the Biden term. No, that was a fiction that they put that out.
No,
This was done by the Border Patrol.
That's enough. No, dude, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. And I wonder why Welker, and again, that's the point. Mm-hmm. State your source, dude. You got to, what are you talking about? That's not the case. But he talks like it's fact, and he just dismisses it as such. So, again, it's hard to, when you ask the question, I've interviewed a few folks, you know, when you ask the question once or twice, I mean, how much do you push back? I don't know. Everyone's got their own limit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe if you could quote you the source, that'd be nice. Trump.
Maybe.
Because my understanding is it's 13,000 over the course of 40 plus years. Let's hear more from separating families. Here's Trump on the Meet the Press.
Ask you about another group of people, the estimated 4 million families in America who have mixed immigration status. So I'm talking about parents who might be here illegally, but the kids are here legally. Your borders
You're
are
talking
Tom
about separation.
Homan. Yeah, well, there are two aspects to this. Your border czar, Tom Homan, said they can be deported together.
Correct.
Is that the plan?
Well, that way you keep I don't want to be breaking up families. So the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back.
Even kids who are here legally?
Well, what you going to do if they want to stay with the father? Look, we have to have rules and regulations.
Yeah, but what about the kids are citizens, man. Mm-hmm. You can't just deport a citizen. On what basis do you do that? You know what I mean? They have full rights of American citizens, Donald Trump, any more than they could deport your son.
Well, that's why he's working on birthright citizenship.
Well, good luck with that. In the meantime, they're still citizens, and he's still going to have this issue. I don't want to split them up. Okay. What if the parents came over when they were very young?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parents could be dreamers.
Yep.
And the kids could be, you know, very young. What do you do then? Well, of course, it's going to, because there's no quick solution to it. You know, there's no magic wand. Mm-hmm. Under what authority would Donald Trump have to round up citizens of this country and throw them in with the quote-unquote illegals? Even if those quote-unquote illegals are their parents, those kids still have rights here, and they are going to fight for their rights. And let's just be very clear about most of this. This can be handled legislatively. work visas, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Yeah. We already do this. A lot of folks here with those inaccurate I-9s are working. We have what, like temporary labor. You can work for seasonal, but these things, you know, working on the farm, working in the factories, and, you know, working on construction, these aren't seasonal. You know, mm-hmm. I get it, in agriculture you have different seasons, but, you know, around here, man, those cows got to get milked 24/7. Okay, mm-hmm. three times a day, 7 days a week. How is that going to be addressed? I'd like to know the answer to that. A little bit more from Trump. I guess we're talking about crime. Let's hear crime. Cut number 13.
And a series of laws. And in the end, look, our country is a mess. We have the highest crime rate.
No.
Just no.
And our country was a mess. Maybe some of that has to do with the absolute disinformation and just checking out. I mean, people are dissatisfied. Just check out. I get that. You know, fighting that since Trump got elected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But every day I get a little more fired up, more ingrained, and certainly recognize that, you know, obviously you keep on fighting the good fight, regardless of who is in. And it happens to be Trump this time. And you stand up for what you believe is right. And you push back against those who don't agree with you necessarily. And even those that do, they don't step it up. You push them as well. And that's what we do. That's community. That's self-governance. This is how it happens. And it takes time, and it's ugly, and it's irritating. And a lot of times your person doesn't win. Listen, as the guy who's voted for Republicans, Libertarians, and Democrats, I got to tell you, honestly, the person I vote for very rarely wins.
So what you're saying is you're used to losing.
Get used to it, you know?
Get used to it.
You learn some coping mechanisms. Just deal with it. You'll be fine. Just get over it. Keep doing it. Keep convincing folks around you. No, crime is not at an all-time high. Mr. President-elect, on what basis do you say crime is at an all-time high? Well, the FBI, they're fudging the numbers, the FBI. You're crooked FBI. You can't trust the FBI.
Yeah, that's why we got to put Tesh Patel
in. All the hippies over at the FBI, man, the bane of my existence, all those hippies at the FBI. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is what he's trying to sell. So if you don't believe the FBI numbers, oh, okay, you can say that. Well, according to the mm-hmm. FBI and crime statistics, that's not the case, Mr. President-elect. Where is your information from? Well, Cash Patel told me?
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's... These things are tracked. You can question the metric and how it's done, certainly. You can dive into it and disagree with the statistics and come up with your own thing. But the information is out there. The information is public. And if you're going to say that this country is a mess and crime is at an all-time high, I don't know. I almost feel like you should be able to quantify that other than a feeling. But we are a mess because we just elected this guy. And these answers, I'm wondering, are they satisfactory to the Trump supporters?
Huh.
I mean, obviously they believe what he's selling them, which is troublesome. Let's continue on. One more. You talked about the birthright citizenship, mm-hmm, Jess. Here's mm-hmm, what mm-hmm. Trump had to say in that cut 14, please.
Let me ask you about some of your other promises on this topic. You promised to end birthright citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
Well, we're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Another lie.
Another straight-up verifiable lie.
And an easily verifiable one.
I mean, come on, man. Where is it? Let's see. More than 30 other countries, according to the NBC News fact check. Now, NBC is where Welker works. That was the station or the broadcast source for this interview. Their fact check, more than 30 other countries recognize birthright citizenship.
Imagine that.
So we're not the only ones that do it. Crime is not at an all-time high. You know, I mean, and do you, the Trump supporters, does it even matter to you? Or are you just checked out now that your guy's in?
Well, he's going to fix everything.
But does it need to be fixed? I mean, what? Apparently,
we'll get to
inflation. The inflation is a whole other story. But we're sticking with immigration right now. These can be checked. And he's wrong. And you can say he's inaccurate. You can say he's a big fat liar. Or you can say he doesn't know what he's talking about. But either way, if you voted for him, you believe that statistic that or that fact that he states it, that we are the only country that has birthright citizenship, that is verifiably wrong. Do you like being wrong, Mega? Because there's another one. Now, if it doesn't matter, I get it. So what? My guy's in, you know, to hell with you guys. It's all about owning the libs. We're going to own the libs. Okay, that's fine and dandy until, you know, some of these policies or some of these lies and misstatements end up really, you know, impacting you somehow, some way. Then, of course, then you can understand. 855-752-4842. Let's get to a Charles from the MKE in Milwaukee. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. So talking about immigrants and the work that they do. So a few years ago, a really bad hailstorm came to Oconomowoc. And in our subdivision, it's probably 50-plus homes. Mm-hmm. Every home got new siding and new roofing. 95% of the crews were Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
They tear off a roof, have it up that same day. Another crew will come in the following day. They tear off the siding. They start the siding that same day. They'd be done the following day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we happen to have one of those non-Hispanic crews, non-color crews, and it took them almost a week to do our siding.
Wow. Yeah,
and
man.
So when you talk about the work, every time I've gone on vacations as well, I used to go to Vegas in August all the time, and I would see Hispanics out there working.
Wow.
Americans aren't doing that type of work.
And it's a great point, Charles, and given, you know, the climate crisis, whether or not you believe it's a hoax by China or something that, you know, is actually happening, that's not going to get better. And not only do those folks, you know, go around and do that, talking about, call them the storm chaser types, right? They're on the road doing this. They're mm-hmm. literally going community to community, chasing storms, getting the jobs, getting them up, bang, bang, bang. And that's a hell of a life, man. I'm talking about being
that's
on.
That's hard work.
That's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work to do the work. It's hard work to be on the road. It's hard to be away from family.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they do these things because I want to make money. I want to live the dream, man, send some money back home. We can't address these. They're very logical solutions to all of this. We want the labor. They want to work, right? What else do you need? You need a willing, capable congressman. Capable being the key word here.
Hope and we can pray. And
if you address it though, you can't continue to use it as a political tool. Then right, if all mm-hmm. of a sudden we address the problems that we have with immigration, the migrant challenges, let's call them.
Well, then you can't run on that.
You can't run on that. You know, you can't. Oh, I'm going to change it more. I mean, I guess mm-hmm. you could. But don't we want that? Isn't that what we're ultimately striving for? It's one thing to complain about it. I mean, we've had this conversation since I've been born. this is a thing. It's always all
so
the
border. It's not brand new.
It's not brand new. It's just been with us. And we've had legislation in the past. Hell, didn't Reagan did amnesty? We can do workers programs, mm-hmm. visa programs. There's lots of things we can do if we're willing and able to. Number one, let's agree on what's happening here. No, there's not 13,000 murderers that came in the last 2 years or 3 years, whatever Trump says. That's not the case. Most of the folks are here working, and they're working at subpar wages. That in turn keeps those prices lower. So what happens when all of a sudden those wages go up? Again, that's the increased cost. What happens if the cost of labor and the cost of distribution goes up? Well, that increases. If you have tariffs, well, that product's going to be, instead of $100 at the border, it's going to be $120 at the border.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's going to pay that? Well, now it's $120 getting to the shelf. You think that $180 product's going to stay $180 and the manufacturer's going to eat the $20? No, it's not going to be $200 because that's how it rolls. That's how the market fixes it. So, come on, folks, we can do better. We want what we need and what we should demand from our legislators are reasonable, practical legislative proposals that will address the known facts, the known wants, and try to predict the unknowns. But people want to work, and employers want the people to work. You're going to tell me we can't come up with a solution? I mean, they had an effort, a good one. They had one, a bipartisan bill that came out of the Senate. And Trump told the House, don't do anything on it. Don't act on it because I want it as a political club. And here we go. So now you won. Can we please have some reasonable legislation so you don't have to continue to abuse this population? 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the 2024 election, estimates show that more than 83 million Americans voted early in person or by mail. President Donald Trump said December 5th he wants to look at returning to same-day voting. Speaking at a Fox Nation award ceremony where Trump was honored as the network's Patriot of the Year, he said, quote, "We're going to do things that have really been needed for a long time, and we are going to look at elections. We want to have paper ballots, one-day voting, voter ID, and proof of citizenship," unquote. Early voting options have expanded to 46 states since 2000. Election data company TargetSmart estimates almost 83.7 million Americans voted early in person, universal mail ballot, or absentee ballot. Among that 83.7 million were 35.16 million Republican early voters. The Texas Tribune reports that in the state's most reliably red counties, 50.4% of votes were cast early. In Trump's home state of Florida, where voting by mail is popular among seniors, over 3 million voters voted by mail and over 5.6 million votes were cast early in person, according to Secretary of State figures. The U.S. Supreme Court, which has deferred to the power of states to regulate elections, is unlikely to embrace any federal mandate to curb state-implemented early voting. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Thank you for hanging out with us. Make sure you stick around. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, my favorite Delano Democrat. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock and get to some of your calls and your texts right now. But if you're calling and you're texting, don't forget, it's the grown-up gift list. Grown-up gift list. And today's word for the next 10 minutes, just go download the Civic Media app, click find the text button at the bottom of your screen, and text the word bow. Mm-hmm. Put a bow on it. I see some people not like put now. No, it's not now. Bow. It's a B.
Well, the B is right next to the N.
W. Bow. Make sure you spell it right.
Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Otherwise, it doesn't count. We see lots of people playing out there. We appreciate you doing so. This is a fun time of year. I love giving stuff away. So make sure you text Bo. Get the Civic Media app. Text Bo. You only got another 7 minutes to do so. Get it in. Talking some immigration here. Let's get back to the lines. Once again, 855-752-4842. Warren from Jackson, you will be next. Welcome, Warren. What do you got for us?
Well, I was thinking about immigration.
Yeah.
You know, it just would always evolve. My ancestors came over in 1864. There was no statue yet. They were German. They were oppressed by the barons in Germany, so they came over. They were illegal, too. There was no statue yet. And then you think back in the 20s. You had the Irish came over. You had the Italians come over. And crime came, a little bit of crime came at all. You had the Irish mafia, you had the Italian mafia, but most of the people came here to get a better life.
Yeah.
And right now, this was history repeating itself. These people were oppressed in their countries, you know, in their South and Central American countries. And so it's just history repeating itself. But it made the country a better country because they take the jobs nobody else wants.
Yeah.
You know what meat prices would be if we didn't have illegals working in the slaughterhouses and vegetables and fruit. He sends all these people back. Aren't the Americans so wonderful jobs? You know, can he imagine how these prices are going to go out of the world?
Yeah.
It doesn't, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I, you know, I had an article in the Westland News and the Freeman before the election, and if people would have read that article and listened, well, even that idiot from WISN, said he'd vote for Harris. And after that article was in, even the mayor of Waukesha said he was voting for Harris. So, and evangelists, evangelicals, can you imagine? He's broken every commandment in the world. They, you know, maybe these, and that doggone tax break he gave Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, he got 200, he got 264 million, and he bought all that land in Hawaii, and that's every year. And you know what the average guy who made 80,000 or less, they had $57. They couldn't even take their family to McDonald's. And these idiots thought they were going to take away with their tax break. Well, he could have mine.
Right. He can have it. Yes, no doubt, Warren. Lots to unpack there. Thank you for the call. But to your main point, of course, unless you're indigenous to this country, we're all immigrants. And I think also to your point is people that were oppressed and are oppressed in other countries to come in here. I mean, Central America, there's lots of issues going on, let's call it. And how much of those are legacy issues caused by America's foreign policy, our imperialism, our corporations have worked over the last 100 or 200 years. You know what I'm saying? This doesn't just happen. But the folks that come here for the opportunity, for the freedom that this country offers and the rule of law, you know, people want that. Even if you're, you know, slightly breaking the rule of law as you understand it, generally it's enforced fairly and freely around here. That's what we like to think, unless you're, of course, the president of the United States, then you get a pass. Mm-hmm. These folks want to be here. See, I think it's a big difference from some super overprivileged folks that it's always been like this, and I don't want to do that, and that's stupid. Well, you know, you haven't been had the oppression or the abuse that some of these folks have gone through, not just now, but certainly as Warren mentioned over the years. That's why people come here; they want to be here, and that makes a better country. A couple more in here. Cindy from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, the people that are supporting the felon are, you know, they're calling him the fixer. I would like to know what he fixed the first time he was in the Oval Office. Yeah. I mean, what did he fix? And second of all, if we're going to start deporting immigrants that are legal or undocumented, then why don't we start with Melania? Although she probably would like to go, she'd have a good excuse not to be wrong. But, I mean, seriously. Let's start with her.
I believe she got a special visa to get here. I don't remember the whole story, backstory on that, but great points. Cindy, Tom from Madison, you'll have the last word on this hour. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having my call, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
I'm just wondering, because this whole mass deportation thing reminds me of the wall. You know, the wall was going to be 70 to 90 feet tall, solid concrete. It was going to extend 2,000 miles, and then pretty soon it ended up being 50 miles and a lot of repairs. And I think this mass deportation thing smells very much of the same thing.
Yeah.
No details. There's no idea what's going to happen. He'll deport some people, and then it'll fall apart, and then he'll blame the Democrats for not being able to succeed.
Great points, Tom. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Folks, stick around. Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, going to join us next. Our favorite Delano Democrat. Stick around.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A tip has led to an arrest in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Luigi Mangione was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania on firearms charges. Altoona is nearly 300 miles west of New York City. The New York Police Commissioner says Mangione was in possession of a handwritten document that speaks to his motivation and mindset.
A New York jury believes Daniel Penny was protecting other subway riders when he used a chokehold to subdue a man behaving erratically. CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The jury thought that it was not proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant had acted negligently.
Syria's fall means renewed hope of finding a missing U.S. journalist, the State Department's Matthew Miller.
There are intensive efforts underway by the United States to find Austin Tice and bring him home to his family. Our special envoy for hostage affairs, Roger Karstens, is in Beirut.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Local.